Mr. Santani, it's Detective Zeller. Okay, I appreciate it, man. Hey, how's it going, bud? You remember me?
Yeah, I remember you.
Doing all right?
Better days.
Yeah, I bet. Everything going all right?
Yeah.
All right.
I just got dressed.
What's that?
I just got dressed. I got an appointment at 3 o'clock with a counselor.
Okay. For this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been seeing him regularly.
Okay, that's good. I know when we talked the other day, you know, you requested an attorney and that type of thing, so I was giving you some time to obtain an attorney and see if you'd be willing to make a statement or where you were at on that.
All right.
Like I said, still completely up to you.
On that note, I spoke to my stepdad and I said, I'm like, you know, these folks are saying a lot of information that's really not accurate.
Yeah, and that's where we would like to get a statement from you, kind of get your side of it.
And he said it would look weird on my point if I came to you guys with an attorney without being charged with anything first.
Okay.
So that's why I didn't.
That's fine. That's fine. I mean, are you willing? I mean, I'll sit down here and talk to you, or we can come, whatever you want to do, whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah. You mind if I grab a bottle of water real quick?
Absolutely.
I have air conditioning in the house. It's not exactly perfect right now.
Yeah. But wherever you guys we can do, we can come in or out here, whatever you want to do. I don't want to get bit by your dog, though.
No, he's locked in my room
okay.
Right now.
All right. It's up to you. If you don't mind, I'll step in.
Come on in. I'm gonna lie, it made my adrenaline go a little bit, and like laying in towel outside of my house again.
No, and that's why I just parked in front of your house, because I didn't want to make it like we're sneaking up on you or anything like that. Like I said, this is completely your ball game. I can't make you do anything. If you want to talk to me, I'll talk to you. If not, you know, I'll be glad to leave and won't hold any hard feelings.
Okay.
But I would love to know your side of the story, so I'm not hearing just one.
Yeah, my sleep schedule's been up. Yeah, have a seat. Sleep schedule's been a little off, and I'm trying to think. I just woke up here, and I'm like, you know, I was talking to my stepdad, and he said, you know, these guys are going off of the physical evidence, and they don't even have your side of the story yet.
And you're right.
And I'm still here.
Yeah.
And so here I am thinking, I'm like, anything that I say would make it, you know, not look good on my part, because you already have the physical evidence, and I'm still here. Does that make sense?
So
that's why I'm like a little bit reluctant to say anything right now without being, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm honest with you, I don't plan on, there's nothing that I've seen so far that would make me want to charge you with anything.
Yeah.
But
it's an I get it.
All that information is being put out there from one side, and I would love to have an answer for some of that, you know. So when his wife and his mom come and say, why aren't you doing anything? I can say, well, boom, 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 boom. This is what Mr. Santani told me. This is his side of the story.
Okay.
Obviously, this, you know, you guys have yours, but this is what we're being told. This matches up with the physical evidence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
But at the end of that, it's completely in your ball court. I don't want you to feel forced or anything like that.
I get it. I really do want to help you guys out. I'm trying to think here, but like, that's my stepdad even said. He's like, you know, I mean, you guys have your decision pretty much made. You know, these folks, I know they're making, I'm watching their Facebook. They're giving me up, you know, they're doing updates. And I'm sitting there, I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me every single time. I don't know if you've noticed, but their story has changed so many different times since, I guess, the first story.
And that's the biggest reason I'd love to have your side, is because I'd love to be able to counteract some of that, you know, to help with the, because this is going to be it's a big deal.
I get it. Do you mind if I call my stepdad and let him know that?
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, it's your ball court, man.
It's just, you know what I mean?
And I understand, and you're not going to hurt my feelings either way. So.
Yeah. My counselor said, he's like, I was talking to him and he's like, why don't you just go over there and tell him, you'll feel better. And I'm like, I know that, but, you know, I mean, it's difficult. Where's my phone's in there. I'm going to go in there.
Absolutely. Take your time. Yeah, take your time.
Stay. You don't bite or anything either.
No, it's chicken.
Detectives are outside your door. Thanks, neighbor.
Yeah, well, the other neighbors I've talked to have all said positive things about you, so.
That's good to know.
If you want to talk to him in private too, you don't have to talk to him in front of me.
I've got nothing to hide here. I mean, I just want to say, I'm like, well, what do I do? Probably he'll be straightforward too, saying whatever it is.
Is he a lawyer or in...
He's a sergeant with Clearwater Police.
Okay.
He actually worked homicide and narcotics and all this stuff, so.
Okay.
He's been pretty helpful.
Yeah, I bet.
Bear with me. My sleep schedule's been all screwed up.
Yeah. I'm sure the stress is not easy.
Yeah, to say the least. What do you know? They're actually in Montana to watch the eclipse.
Oh, really?
And
it sucked here, man. It was cloudy the whole time.
I was out there with a welding mask looking up at the sun. But
yeah.
Let me try my mom.
Okay.
If they don't have a phone call or a reception, then I'm kind of out of luck there.
Okay.
Phone recents. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, like I said, the biggest thing is I'd like to be able to counteract some of the things that they're saying with your side of the story.
I'll just throw a few things out there. Number one,
and the same thing applies. At any point, you can stop.
Okay. Yeah. This is just basic stuff that I know that you probably already know. This whole race thing that their lawyer put out on Facebook or whatever, mm-hmm. completely untrue. This whole talking to him prior to this incident, completely untrue. A while ago, I finally broke down to actually want to report the guy for the drug
July 4th incident.
For the drug trafficking and the fact that the dude showed me that he had a gun. I wasn't even that concerned about it. I'm like, okay, well, whatever. You know, I'm no longer going to have contact with you. Don't you come over here. That's it. Simple as that. And so all this talk about me threatening him prior to this, completely untrue. As soon as that happened, I'm like, nope, not happening again. Called my stepdad. I said, hey, look, I've been really trying to not have to call the police on this guy and get him arrested, you know, take away from his family and stuff, which is really ironic. But he's like, yeah, if he's showing you a gun, it's time to call. So that's when I called and gave a slew of license plates that I've been taking down, and that's that. But prior to July 4th, I didn't even go out in the front yard to see the guy.
Did y'all have any contact after July 4th?
Zero.
I know
zero contact.
The dad was telling me, and this is kind of unrelated to the shooting, but the dad was telling me, her dad was telling me that you'd come over and help with cars before, and you were on a friendly basis with him. Is that correct?
Well,
with the stepdad.
With the step, yeah.
Yeah, his father-in-law, I'm sorry. It'd be his father-in-law.
You know, I was on a friendly basis with their entire family. This is why it's just so crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, they would have an issue with a vehicle, I'd go over there, you know, I'd help them out, give them my 2 cents, whatever it may be. Sometimes we'd fix it, sometimes it wouldn't. They would have other folks come in, maybe looking for work or whatever. If someone didn't have a job, you know, a ride to get to their job, I'd sit there, you know, I'd go over there and I'd talk to them. I'd actually bring them to work, whatever it may be. I'm like, I'll tell you, one time, don't make this a habit, but if you don't have a ride, you know, I'll take you.
Yeah.
6 a.m, I'd take someone who I barely even knew to work downtown to go paint someplace.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I understand. The July 4th incident, I've got that police report and I've read it. Is there anything additional about that night? I know you said he kind of showed the gun, pulled his shirt up, and that was kind of it.
Or anything this time.
When y'all were, how long were you over there that night? Do you remember?
Not long.
Not long. And was that about?
Expecting anybody?
No, I'm not. Oh, it's mailman.
Oh, mailman. Okay, again, he's must be on the phone. Yeah, I don't blame you. that night, when you were over talking to him, was it just about, what was that conversation about?
Well, prior to this, he wouldn't have any real contact with me or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, always put his head down every time I try to wave anything like that. And so I'm just like, okay, well, obviously this guy doesn't want to be confronted about the issue that he's got going on. So I talked to his mother-in-law. Older Hispanic lady.
Mm-hmm.
I forget her name. But went over there and I said, I'm like, hey, look, you know, it's very obvious that the person that you have staying here is selling drugs. And I told her, you know, he's selling it in my driveway, in the neighbor's driveway in front of their kids, and in front of my neighbor Jai's driveway.
Yeah.
And, you know, they want nothing to do with it. And I'm like, look, it's only going to take one strung out idiot to come over there without drug money who's going to try to rob him of his drugs and end up hitting one of the kids or someone over here or my house, especially because every once in a while I would drive by and they would be parked right in my driveway. Mm-hmm. Never in their driveway, always right in front of someone else's house. I don't know why. So I told her that nicely. Simple as that. She's like, oh, okay, I had no idea. I'm like, eh, well, she probably did a little bit, but
yeah,
whatever. So I'm just, I kind of approach it like you have a right to know what's going on in your house kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Polite. That's all. Simple as that. She's like, okay, I'll talk to him. It actually worked. For a little while, he would drive down to the, behind the O'Reilly's and do his thing, or to the park. I'm like, okay, well, it's not in front of my house. I'm not going to have to worry about having bullets come through the window. I don't know if you realize the cinder blocks are still here, but that was from a previous threat. But, I know it seems a little weird, but for crying out loud, it's my life, man.
Yeah.
But, anyway. So, it died down a little bit, not too much traffic. And everybody slowly started getting picked back up. So, by the time the fourth rent came around, I'm like, okay, well, he's starting to have regular customers again. Usually at night, I can't help but notice. And so, I'm like, all right, well, we'll see if I, you know, I can actually try to do something. So I'm like, all right, walked on out with my phone, took a picture of a license plate. What are you doing?
Was that the truck, was there a truck parked in the middle of the road or something? Or over there?
Yeah, and I relayed this information to
the patrol officer. Yeah. And they try and put the gist of what you say, but they don't always get all detail.
Right, I get you. And plus, this helps your understanding of the side of the story.
Yeah.
But, and so, you know, what are you doing? Whatever. I'm like, oh, you know, just taking pictures of license plates because you didn't, you know, listen the first time. And like I told you, I'm not trying to, you know, get the police involved and get you taken away from your family and everything, but I don't think I said those exact words to him, but
something to that effect.
Pretty much, I told him, like, I'm trying to not call the police on you and get you, you know? And, you know, you're on the wrong side of whatever, you're the whatever. That's where the term, if you read the note, that's where the term crackers came from, because he referred to the police as crackers.
Okay.
So that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah,
there.
We saw that in the note. I kind of figured that may be where it came from, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, no, that's so what that he gives was me.
That's some perspective I like to know.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I was here thinking, I'm thinking all avenues. I'm like, number one, you're probably thinking either crackers is like some kind of white hate group or something at the very worst.
I had an idea what it meant, but it's nice to hear
that,
from
that
you.
That was it. He was saying, yeah, the police are crackers. I'm like, what do you call crack of this? And he's like, no, the police, the 5-0, the this, that. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, all right, well, leave. This drug deal is not happening here. Simple as that. Kind of in perspective, a little bit of a dumb move on my part, because here I am thinking, I'm like, I could just tell these guys to leave and they would stop doing their thing.
Yeah.
Dude goes to his truck and I'm talking to the guy. He's actually, you know, had a drug deal. I don't even know. I've never seen him before, never seen him again. And I'm like, what's he doing? You about to find out. I'm like, is this guy okay? What's he doing? And he comes out, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, crap, now it's time for me to leave. Now I go to building rapport, kind of. I'm like, dude, no, nobody needs to die over this, you know? Lifts his gun, you better get the hit. I'm like, okay, all right, you know what? Back in the house. Simple as that. That's that interaction. Not yelling, not anything, all positive demeanor. That's just what I do. I can be a little bit goofball, I can be a little bit condescending, but, you know, that's pretty much it. I'm not a yell at someone and try to whatever it may be.
Force them to do something that...
Yeah. That's not me, you know? And so that is the last time that I specifically went over there that he was to confront him.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it was notes, basically. And I'll be honest with you, the trash, it was a pain in the butt. But really, that was to let him know that I'm still kind of watching. I'm like, all right, well, hey, look, if you're gonna try to intimidate me enough to get away from you, whatever, you know, I'll still let you know I'm not just going to sit here and hide in my house. I mean, I'm not going to want to see you, obviously, because I don't want to get shot.
Yeah.
But that's where the whole trash thing came in. I'm like, all right, well, I just watched him throw trash on the ground or whatever. I was going in my truck and I seen him pull this thing off the windshield wiper. He throws it on the ground. I'm like, that's not very neighborly. So the next day, I'm like, oh, it's in my yard. So took Sharpie marker, wrote on it, stuck it right back over his windshield wiper. Pick up your trash, comma, neighbor. You've got that too. I'm sure it was taped.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, that's it. You know, just to, and really, it wasn't even about the trash. I mean, it's not that huge of a deal. Trash blows in all the time. But it was mainly to let them know, hey, look, you're not going to try to scare me away from watching, you know, monitoring his drug activity, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was kind of like, you know, it wasn't as big a deal about trash, like all over trash. That note was to let him know that I'm still alert, watching that what he's doing. And I happen to notice that same piece of trash day after that or something to that effect.
It catches my attention every time I see somebody go by.
Yeah.
It's good cameras, though.
You know what's crazy? I ordered these right after the incident, the first incident,
really?
On the 4th.
Yeah, I wish you had them that night.
I know. I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, if I had a camera following me around the entire night, it would do nothing but help me.
Yeah.
But, and plus, this would have...
That would have been a great view.
One more question. What's up with the obnoxious arrow in the middle of the road pointing right
at me? That is, it's not meant to point at you. It's facing north. It's okay. So when they take aerial photos...
That's what my stepdad was saying.
Yeah, it's for aerial photos. It just happens to be kind of pointing your direction.
It'll usually wear off with rain.
I'm surprised it's not going already.
No, it's on there. I feel like, you know, it's everyone just drives by and they get slow and they stop and they look. Sometimes they flip me off and stuff. But
it just happens to be pointing that direction. It's
like,
that's north.
Here's the one.
Yeah, the evidence technician probably stood out there with a compass and that was due north.
I got bottled water if anyone wants. I know you guys gave me plenty the first night.
No, I'm good.
I was like losing it.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you.
All right. But where were we?
You were talking about you found the trash in your yard again.
Okay. Yep. So this was earlier in the day. I found the trash and I brought it in. I might even threw it in the trash or whatever. Then I started thinking, I'm like, all right, well, not going to just take it and... Actually, my neighbor Jai said that he specifically took it off the vehicle and threw it in my yard, and I'm like, well, whatever. Doesn't really matter. But, so I took that and I wrote the note right here. I got this pen, ripped off a piece of envelope, wrote the note, grabbed a thing of duct tape, taped it to the note, walked over, and I'm like, all right, well, first I put it on his windshield, now I'm gonna, maybe he didn't notice it, or he whipped his windshield and it came off. Stick it right to his window. So I went over to do that, and awkward moment.
You didn't know they were in the car?
No.
Okay.
So that was awkward. So I'm sitting there and I walk up and I'm like, all right, well, I'm like, I know they probably saw me. They got dark tint. And I'm like, what am I gonna do? Just walk up, look like a weirdo, and then walk away?
Yeah.
And so go up like that. Back left window, not up in his face. I didn't want to scare him or anything.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So, passenger back left window. All right. He rolls his window down. I know someone said that his window wasn't working. It was. Rolls his window down. And I said, politely, very nice. I was going to stick this to your window, but since you're here, I'm going to give it to you in person, man to man. He takes it, looks at it, takes it, throws it on the ground. I'm like, okay, he rolls his window back up. I take it, I stick it to the window, walk away. I get about halfway into the street, and I hear the door open. I'm like, what's this dude fixing to punch me? God damn it, dude. I turn around, and I had a gun, and I'm pretty sure it was a Glock just by looking at it, very squared off, just to give you an idea how much that image is burned into my mind, pointed directly at me. And that was it. It's like, if you train to drive defensively, you swerve, you don't jump out of your car. It's like, I thought over and over, I'm like, I should have just tried to punch him. But I'm thinking, my counselor was like, yeah, well, he's a bigger guy than you. He has a gun already pointed at you. What had happened if you'd have broke your hand and then you couldn't draw yours, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This could have gone a million different ways, and the only thing that I could do to guarantee my survival was what I did. Does that make sense, you know?
Yeah, no, I understand. So, was there any argument at the back of the car, like when he got out?
No.
No.
It was literally, I don't want to get up and act all
No, you're fine.
Here,
you're fine.
It was literally
door
open, me turn around, and he was right up on me. Like,
where were you at
businesses.
When that happened? Where were you at when he got out of the car?
Right about middle of the street. Actually, right where that's where I thought. Actually, probably a little bit farther this way.
Okay.
Walking
so you were
kind of
in
like,
the street at this point.
Yeah, I'm sitting here. I'm like, I got his ass good. Put a note on his window, and I'm walking away. And I'm like, hey, what's this dude fixing to punch me? and
so he gets out of the car, and when he gets out of the car, you turn around and immediately you see guns.
That's it. All.
Where were you carrying yours?
That's another thing that I wanted to tell you about, because I noticed you took my outside the waistband holster and I didn't have a shirt, and I'm like, I know you got a question about that. My pocket.
Okay, it was just in your pocket with no holster?
And if you want me to show you, I'll bring you the shorts that I was wearing and I'll show you the pocket holster that I was using. Actually, I don't want to do that because I actually have other guns and I don't want to make you guys uncomfortable.
Okay, but that's fine. Yeah. So I mean, you had a pocket holster for it?
It was a makeshift pocket holster that I wasn't surprised that you guys didn't see, because it was actually, it was made out of a binocular case with a piece of plastic on it that had duct tape around it, so it looks like a wallet.
Okay.
So I know, I'm like, well, that's probably why they didn't take that.
Okay.
The gun was right here, as you found out.
Yeah.
That's it, you know?
Did.
Yeah, and that's how I carry all
the. Do you remember how many times you fired? And you may not. I mean, it's.
Yeah, no.
I understand.
I'm almost positive it was 3 times.
Okay.
Almost positive.
Do you normally keep your guns
loaded?
Fully loaded with one in the chamber?
Yes.
Okay.
Always.
So when we found it, it would have been in the condition. You didn't do anything to it afterwards.
When you found it, it was more than likely, and I thought of this over and over, you probably still had one round in the chamber and then 8 in the magazine.
So it would have been, you didn't take any more out?
I didn't
out.
Touch anything.
Okay, so it just came in here one of the time.
Yeah, no, I went in there, you know, I called 911 when I was like right here. I'm like freaking out. I'm like, holy fuck, I can't believe that just happened.
Yeah.
You know, and I tried coordinating EMS to come there to try to help the guy out, but
I listen to 911 calls.
Dude, I almost want to hear that, because that.
It'll become public record at some point.
That was just insane.
How far away from you was he when you fired the shots, do you think? Was he like at his back door?
I can tell you this. No, he was right here. Actually right here.
He's in the grass between the sidewalk and the road? Is that what you're saying?
I know at one point he was in the street with me, and that is when, actually, believe it or not, his gun was so close to me, I was able to hit it. So I don't know if he found my DNA on his gun, but that's how close he was. After that, I don't know if he stumbled back or whatever, but that's when my first, you know.
So he could just, and I'm going to repeat it, not just so I understand.
Yeah.
He gets out of the car, you turn around, he's coming at you, yeah. And you see the gun.
Yeah.
And by the time you turn around, he's already close to you. You swat the gun away, and then at that point you draw.
And honestly, I don't know how. Like I said, a million things could have gone wrong. One-handed draw, one-handed shot, first shot goes off. I'm walking, basically running backwards while shooting, and he's falling backwards after getting hit. I can't see the gun anymore. It's basically, I look this up to, it's tunnel vision. That's all you're focused on, is like the person trying to take your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then as he's there, I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, he has a gun, and you know, just fired, and then he fell backwards. Really, here's another thing that I mentioned, because I noticed that she was out there, 911 operator. I was trying to look through the fence because I didn't want to be a silhouette in the windows.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was.
No, I understand.
But whatever. So I was back there and I was looking, and she was moving around a lot. And so I'm sitting there. That's the one thing I said, was make sure you find his gun. When that's the first, it's the only thing I could think of, because I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, she took his gun. Mm-hmm. She hit it. I don't know if she did or didn't, or you can tell me whether or not she did that, but.
She did not.
All right. Can you tell me, you're the one to ask questions, I get it.
No, I mean, and I'll answer what I can.
Yeah. Where was it in relation to him? Was it still in his hand, or?
No, and they never end up still in the hand. That never happens, or very rarely. I mean, we work a bunch of suicides, too, and rarely does a gun stay in the hand. I'd say at least 90% of the time it's not in the hand, even on suicides. But it was close to where he was. I don't think she moved or manipulated anything.
And here's another thing, you probably, if you searched his vehicle, found a lot of drugs. That's just my guess, unless he got rid of them, but I know it's unrelated.
Why do you think that?
He had 10 to 15 people coming in and out of his house every day.
Okay. But you didn't see or anything when you walked up to the car, when you rolled
they,
the window down?
I think they were smoking something.
Did you smell some smoke, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, when they opened the window, it was just like a waft. I'm like, okay, well, I know what you guys are doing here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it was basically what... I'm trying to relate to you is, no, I didn't go over there for a confrontation. I went over there to leave a note on the vehicle. after there was a confrontation, I ended this confrontation. I walked away. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. And, you know, I mean, I wish this never happened. Like, my entire life is just upside down.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, for the first 3 weeks, I was just so screwed up. I almost had to withdraw from my classes. And now this, you know, that feeling is now being taken away by the legal aspect. Yeah. They're sending me notes saying, forward this to the insurance company of your house. And I'm like, what the hell? Now there's, you know, first the guy tries to kill my ass, now they're trying to get my house. It's just like nightmare.
Yeah.
And I took note of people trying to intimidate me while I was here, which is why I left town last week.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have people coming up, vehicles all parked towards my house, shining their lights directly at the house. People actually took a giant thing of trash and dumped it on my yard. People, from what I hear, she called the police because there was a shooting again when I was gone the first weekend during the weekend of his funeral.
Hmm.
And I'm like, well, what the hell? What shooting? She's like, call the police. I'm like, no, you call the police. I don't know what's going
on
over
there.
Here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, if you think that you need to call the police, then do it. But, you know, I looked over the house. There wasn't any holes and everything. And here's another thing. If you notice the cinder blocks here and here.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about it. You said it was a prior something?
He told me that night.
The July 4th night?
That he was going to get his people to shoot up my house.
Okay,
and
so
I don't
that's
know
why
who
the cinder blocks are there. Okay.
You know, and so I had these in the backyard, and I went to Home Depot, actually took Jibe along.
Are these block walls or are these?
They're block, which okay. is, but the window is low enough
yeah,
for me to
yeah.
be in my bed.
Yeah, and it's still not,
yeah.
not high enough to block for you.
But yeah, and you call it overkill, but then this happened 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's like I knew this. It's, you know, I don't want to call him a bad person or an evil person because it just makes me feel bad, but someone who does not make right choices.
Real quick, kind of the cadence of your shots, was it pow, 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 or was there any pause in between, or do you remember?
I would say if there was a pause, it was between the first and last two shots, because
okay.
the first shot was one,
yep.
and then after I could get base, you know, I mean, I looked this up to you, base to your lowest level of training, and then I was able to get a two-handed grip. And that, if there was a pause, it would be between the first and the second two.
Okay. But there's no long pause.
No.
It would have been pop, and then as you're finding your sights, pop, pop.
I'm trying to think, you know, on like a time frame. For me, it was all over in like a quarter of a second.
Yeah.
From the moment I had a gun on my face to the moment he was on the ground and I was like, what the fuck? It felt like it was like that.
Okay. And there was no standing over him shooting anything
no,
like that?
No.
It was
that's
all...
another thing I've seen online too. I'm like, you guys are... Here's another thing. Their story changes every day. And it just makes their situation worse, which is why I didn't want to even get my side of the story out there, because I'm like, well, I'm noticing them, like, every time they put their story out there, they look dumber.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting here and like, well, if I'm not, obviously I'm not in jail, so they know what happened. And so, but I understand with like all this stuff going on with, you know, they're saying that I'm a racist and I called them the N-word and the S-word for their Hispanic in-laws, if you notice what their lawyer said online.
Yeah.
I actually had to look up what the S-word was.
And you've never used any of those terms
no,
towards
them? No, not at all. It's just, it bothers me because now they're trying to go after my character,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so now that's actually helping with the transition of recovering from feeling bad for these folks, but...
So now you're mad because they're coming after your character.
Exactly, you know?
Yeah, no, I understand.
This is what I'm going to be talking with my counselor about in about an hour and a half.
Yeah. Am I missing anything?
I think so. A couple of things I was going to pick up on, you remember. So.
Is there anything you can think of that maybe
she came
know?
Around the end of the truck with a knife. I don't know if you got her knife, but I obviously made the decision. I'm like sitting there, I'm like, well, I can outrun a knife, which is what I did.
Yeah.
But I can't outrun a bullet.
So after the... I mean, after that initial shooting happens really quick, she comes around the back of the car, and at that point, you came
out. I honestly
home.
Think they came out at the same time, because
okay.
she was, like, on me. And I think as soon as she realized that I wasn't hitting, he was, that's when she stopped trying to aggress me and went over to him.
Okay.
And I was, you know, right about here in the road
right
after
the road,
everything
straight out
was
from
done.
Your driveway.
Yeah.
Okay.
And here's another thing. I don't even think, here's an, you know, I mean, this is just technicality. Obviously, yes, I did go over there
mm-hmm.
with the intention of putting a note, not having a confrontation, but he also wasn't even in his yard.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sidewalk's public property either way. Where do you think your shell casings would have been? I mean, you fired a gun a lot of times. Where do you think they would have been?
It's been years. Like, would you have been? Give me one second. The only training I have, you know, is I'll have Jai. He'll come over and we'll shoot the BB gun in the backyard. I don't know if you notice these little targets and stuff. But I would imagine they would be.
Generally, they go back right. Generally, sometimes they take a flare and go another.
You know, it's been so long since I've even shot that gun that it's been a while, but probably directly out the side. And if I'm right here, they would probably be somewhere by this arrow, I would imagine, unless there is a slope in the road, it could have went downhill.
When you were you facing his truck or back this way a little bit? Do you remember if you were kind of which way you were facing?
The truck was on an angle similar to this thing.
Yeah, very similar to
that. When his door opened, I was about here. So the backdrop was his door. I knew that. And I knew if I missed, I was going to hit his door.
Okay.
So I was here shooting basically towards the house.
Towards the open door.
And normally I wouldn't do, I know there's people in the house. I know she's in the, you know, was in the vehicle at one point. Well, and I'm like, I don't know who else is in the vehicle.
When you got a gun pointing in your face, the backdrop's really, not a
you have two choices, die or save your life.
Okay. That's.
You know, I mean, happy that I reacted in a way, but now I'm just like, you know, my counselor was saying it's kind of like survivor's guilt in a way. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's not, even though it's not like I drove a car and got in a wreck and he died, it's just like, you know, all this stuff hits you, you know?
Yeah.
It's like I knew who this person was.
The only other thing I could think of, would you be willing to give me that inside the pocket holster or whatever you have?
There's another minimum it right now.
You can go in the room, just take it out. Don't come back out.
That'd be stupid.
Yeah, just do everything in there, and then just bring the empty holster out. That would be great. I'm not gonna fall in, so I'm not gonna get nervous.
It's something similar to this. This is what my little mini gun is gonna be in now.
Okay.
This gun I dug out of the closet. I never carry it because it's like a pea shooter.
Okay.
And honestly, if that was the one that I had that night, I probably would have been dead.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. But
okay.
All right. I'm gonna go in there. I'm gonna walk out. I'm gonna get you the holster empty. Okay.
Perfect. I appreciate it. Like I said, we'll be sitting right here, so we're not going to see what you're doing in your room.
Another thing, that outside the waistband holster, that was there.
Okay.
I noticed you took that. It had nothing to do with anything.
Okay. All right.
1 second.
Yes, sir.
Stay, buddy. Here I'm showing, this is basically what I have.
Okay.
There's a magazine.
Yeah.
This is for my little Taurus. And this is what I have in it to hold the Taurus that goes this way.
Okay.
And then also an extra magazine.
Okay.
So with that M&P that was here.
So basically just, it's a duct tape. You said it's a binocular holder?
Yeah.
Okay.
Old binocular holder.
And it's hollowed out covered with duct tape with a flap.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so basically, with the full size, or you know, slightly bigger than pea shooter gun,
yeah,
all that would do is cover the muzzle and the trigger guard and look like a wallet.
Okay.
And that's what I carry every single day.
But it wouldn't have this in it, it was just...
No, this was just
that's for your other smaller gun.
Yeah, for the small gun.
Okay.
Which is in there.
Okay.
But, yeah, and this, all this was is, you know, here's for the trigger guard, here's where the muzzle goes. You can't fit an extra magazine with that.
It just slides in your pocket.
Yeah, it's a little bit big for, you know, pocket, but
it's okay.
What I had to deal with.
Yeah, but making do. Do you mind?
I mean, I know it's a piece of junk, but eventually, I mean, I kind of want it back, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, you would get it back, just like you'll get your gun back eventually.
Right.
You'll get everything back eventually. But it's up to you. You don't mind if I take this, put it in our property room for safekeeping, and in case anybody asks?
Let me hear it.
Tell me no.
It would be very helpful if I could hold on to it, because now I'm gonna have to buy another pocket holster.
You have to tell me yes or no. Either I take it or I don't.
Will it help you?
It would help us, absolutely. I mean, I would rather take it.
Is it gonna make me look bad?
I mean, we're not the only people looking at the case, but the people that look at things, that help us make decisions.
Yeah.
There's nothing illegal about making your own holster, so I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing, it's not gonna.
Well.
It's up to you.
Take it.
Okay, I appreciate it. Is there anything else you want to tell me? Anything else you think would help me or help you or help anybody understand what's going on.
That's really, I mean.
And if you think of anything, call me. You got my card, right?
I mean, yeah, well, now you have my side of the story, okay. So that's pretty
much. No, I appreciate it. I mean, I'm saying if 20 minutes from now you think, man, I wish I would have told him this. Right. Call and tell me. It's
I hear you. I'm, almost, you know, I'm glad that I was actually able to tell you this because their lies just keep compounding every day. And I was actually talking to, you know, my parents yesterday, and they're like, well, maybe it's time for you to get a lawyer if they're saying this about you. And I'm like, you know, I guess the next best thing is finally getting my half of the story out there.
Okay.
And one more thing on that note. You call it a story, you call it a side, that is 100% what happened.
Okay.
I have nothing to hide.
Okay.
So.
I appreciate it, man. You take care.
Yeah. I'll try.
If you need anything, call me.
Thanks a lot.